Morning, everybody. Just before we get started with our service, the prelude, by the way, was by an Afro-American composer named Samuel Coleridge Taylor. It's a little theme and variations on our opening hymn this morning, so kind of a cool piece. Just wanted to announce to you a very special concert. This coming Saturday evening, May 24th, we are hosting the Canadian Celtic Choir, a wonderful group with a very entertaining program, and it's a concert before they embark on their tour of Newfoundland later in June. And we have a bit of a strong connection with that choir in that Paul Grambo is the conductor of the group, and I am the piano player for the group. It's a split-the-door concert. It'll help support the music program here and also help support the tour of the Celtic Choir. So if you're interested in coming, you can see me. I have tickets after the service. Or if you want to know more about the concert, ask Paul because he's in charge. We'll begin with our opening hymn in just a second.
Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. You are all doing very well to be here on the Victoria long weekend. I was a bit confused and surprised when I saw that this weekend was the long weekend. Feels early, but as longtime Londoners will know, Victoria Day weekend is always cold and rainy. So obviously the calendar folks and the weather folks knew more than I did. It's fair. We have a few announcements this morning. First, a big thanks to John Sizeland and his team for last week's Meet in the Middle breakfast. I wasn't able to be here, but I have heard it was another fantastic time together. So thank you so much. Also, thank you to everyone who joined us at Wesley Knox on Wednesday to raise money for the summer camp that we are joining in with this summer. We've got a couple of kids from St. James coming, and last year, Wesley Knox hosted 16 children at the camp. This year, 26 have already registered. So, lovely to be able to do joint ministry with our neighbors. There is no coffee hour this morning, which I think actually will work out well because we all need to go home and garden. So that will be okay. And finally, Gathering on the Green, big Wortley event is coming up on June 7th. As I hope you all know, we have a booth ready to go. I've got a couple of volunteers who will help me that day, and I'm always looking for more. It's a lot of fun, so if you haven't been, it's a great time to start volunteering. And with that, let's take a moment to still ourselves for worship. Please stand. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God, to
you all our souls.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me. And we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Oh, sing hallelujah and praise God forevermore. Oh, sing God. him, you angels. Praise him, all you high and heavenly host. Worship him, sun and moon. Stars complement their tune. Grounded in God's good purpose, let his grace become your boast. Oh, sing and hail, snow, wind, and cloud perform at his command. Let every mountain range, forest and grove and grange, creatures of earth and air and sea, praise God in every land. God's holy name, and let your lives proclaim God's saving power extends to those who love and serve his word.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At the Last Supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am only with you a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of Christ. Please be seated. Have you ever realized that you were holding on to an idea or an opinion that was a little past its prime? Charlie came home from kindergarten a few years ago singing a song. There are 8 planets in our solar system. And in that moment, I realized that I actually have some fairly strong feelings about how Pluto should never have been demoted to a dwarf planet. As a child, I heard repeatedly that if you go outside in the winter without a hat on, 90% of your body heat will escape through your head. That's not true, and I don't wear a hat in the winter, but I do feel very guilty about it. When I hear an eloquent or handy line spoken on television, a line that sums up a complex or important point really very well, I get annoyed because there is a part of me that thinks that television really just isn't as good as all the rest of the art forms. So I was annoyed this week as I read and reread the gospel, and a scene from Downton Abbey kept replaying in my mind. For those of you who don't know, Downton Abbey is a story about Lord and Lady Grantham and their family and all the staff that live at their house. And there is an episode of the show where the family agree to take in a distant cousin, Rose. And Rose's father wants the Granthams to take her in because love is like riding or speaking French. If you don't learn it young, it's hard to get the trick of it later. If you don't learn love young, it's hard to get the trick of it later. Loving others well feels like something that should come naturally to us. It should be obvious and easy. But the gospel this morning, as well as many TV shows and movies and books, remind us of something that therapists and teachers, and dare I say lawyers, might remind us of. Most of us need to be loved well if we are going to love others well. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus had spent his whole ministry showing the disciples and those who followed just what God's love for them looks like, what it feels like. God's love for us feels like teaching and healing. It looks like patience when the disciples don't quite get it. It feels like firm correction when that's needed. It looks like washing one another's feet. Yes, even Judas's. It looks like sacrifice and death. And it feels like resurrection. It's shared meals and frank conversations and forgiveness and change. And Jesus knew that as hard as it was for the disciples to trust that love, as often as they fell short of loving others, embodying this love would still be easier for them because they knew firsthand what it was like to be loved by Jesus. So Jesus commands them to love one another as he has loved them, to make this self-sacrificial servant love the defining feature of this new community, to let this love infuse everything the church does. Now, there are many ways to understand the church. There are many ways to talk about who we are called to be. Sometimes we say the church is like a family, and we are. Paul tells us that the church is like a body, and we are. And sometimes I find it helpful to think of the church as being like a school or a gym. As the church, we gather together, we learn and practice a different way of being. Like with school or at the gym, we start small. We learn the basics. We benefit from the wisdom of those who have been on this journey a little longer. We get to see and hear what that love looks like before we try to show it to others. We experience it ourselves, and we practice it when we come together. We practice loving our neighbors, starting with our neighbors in the pews. We practice allowing our neighbors to love us, so that eventually that love and that desire to serve others as Christ serves defines us. Yes, while we're gathered here together and outside of the church in our daily lives as well. It seems more obvious by the day that this love that Jesus has for us and that Jesus commands us to show one another is something that the world desperately needs. Because we seem to live in a world that sees relationships of all kinds as fundamentally transactional. And if that wasn't unnerving enough, in recent months, we have all felt the stress that comes from introducing that kind of zero-sum, us versus them thinking at the international level as well. So today, we hear Jesus' commandment again. And we hear that in a world that feels deeply divided, Jesus urges us to wash the feet of those who are about to betray us. In a world that proclaims that everyone should be able to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, Jesus reminds us that it is a holy thing to let others help us when we are in need. And in a world where we seem to distrust anyone who disagrees with us, Jesus' love urges us to listen and care for all, no matter who they are or where they have come from. It can be very hard to change, to let go of the ideas and the beliefs that we have heard over and over, whether that is something relatively minor, like how Pluto really is absolutely a planet, no matter what the space agencies tell us, or something rather more serious, like how Peter and the believers of Judea realized that Jesus' love was even more powerful than they had recognized. And it was so much more all-encompassing that even the Gentiles were now welcomed at God's table. And yet, Jesus' love is so good that having been loved by Jesus, even Peter, who fails to do the right thing on the best of days, was able to accept that the Holy Spirit was indeed moving, sharing that love well beyond the borders that Peter recognized. It is a source of great joy and comfort to me to be part of a community that strives to be faithful to this commandment from Jesus. A community who say yes to new ministries and doing things a different way, that seek to serve those beyond our four walls, and who, when challenged by the enormity of God's love, try to echo Peter when he said, "If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" Thanks be to God. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. please adopt a position of prayer.
Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, hours before betrayal and arrest, your Son commanded his disciples to love. Make this our first thought and intent. Fill your church with the gift of your abiding grace. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, you desire that humanity should dwell together in unity and peace. Heal us of the anger and bitterness in which violence and hatred breed. Teach us the way of self-giving love. Give thanks to the Lord. God of love, you challenge us to embrace a broad community. Silence the narrowness of our charity. Give us a heart to praise you in thought and deed. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
God of love, you show compassion and mercy to all your children. Embrace in your love all who cry for relief in their suffering. Revive our longing hearts. We think today especially of Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, Tom, Cheryl, Paul, Brian, Betty, John, Scott, Don and Nancy, Charles and family. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
God of love, in the resurrection of Christ Jesus, you open to all people the gates of your new Jerusalem. Welcome to your heavenly city, all who have died. We pray today for Trevor. Take away the heartache of grief and replace it with the joy of your eternity. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you show us your way. Give us your divine life. May everything we do be directed by the knowledge of your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing a joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation. In calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to me the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
What a morning, my stars begin to fall, you will hear the trumpet sound to wake the nations underground, looking to my God's right hand. When the stars begin to fall, my Lord, what a morning, my Lord, what a morning, oh my Lord, what a morning, when the stars
Let us pray. God of love, in this Eucharist we have heard your truth and shared in your life. May we always walk in your way. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.